Burn Line Podcast. The burn line on a well-crafted cigar is straight and sharp as a razor, much like our wit and wisdom.
And what is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, over the age of 21, you are listening to Burn Line Podcast. Coming to you not live from the Hot Box, the smoky back room where deals are struck and fortunes are made, adjacent to the Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge, nestled amongst the complex of rooms that comprise Davidoff Cigars, Westminster, Maryland, USA. The only Rocky Patel Cigar Lounge in the state of Maryland. I'm your host, Johnny Midas.
And I'm El Fumo.
You can tell because it says on my cup.
Yep.
Six bean baller today. This is cool. So we are smoking the CAO Arcana.
I'm actually excited.
Thunder Smoke. So the Arcana series is kind of like rare, odd almost, yeah, tobacco combinations. Thunder Smoke. This one, like all of the tobaccos, I'm like, hell yeah, I want to try that.
Yeah.
So this is pretty cool. So fairly new, but here on the shelf at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster for $14.19 per stick. And this is, okay, let me do my thing. 6 by 52?
Yeah.
6 by 52?
Six and a half.
I thought it looked long, but it's got this long band, and I thought it's an optical illusion.
Yeah, it's a Toro. Officially a Toro.
Officially a Toro. 6.5 by 52. And then I brought this fucking awesome whiskey. So yeah. I have got the Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday matched set. This is American whiskey.
Yep.
It's reminiscent of Tin Cup. And this is 7-year bourbon. And it's actually reminiscent of Basil Hayden's.
Nice.
So we're going to drink up on that. But this is a cigar podcast.
Yes.
Which means we need to
smoke
our cigar.
So I think we got to tear these off first, then, right?
I don't see how I can possibly light it. It's
right.
Too close to the foot. I'm going to end up smoking it by accident.
Yeah.
I mean, I can get this lit easily with this band on here.
It's just too danger close.
It's too danger close because I'll be talking and next thing you know, I'll be like, oh, what's that burning paper smell?
Or that acrid taste. You're like, oh man, this cigar was good. Now it tastes like shit. Oh, that's why.
So real quick on the presentation. Now, we don't have the box out here.
No.
It is quite large.
It's massive.
And it's one of those staggered cigars here, text here, text here.
And then a bifold
it's a
lid.
It is a, what do you call it? A retailer packaging. It is designed to look good on the shelf somewhere.
And
of course, we'll cut that in for you guys so you see what we're talking about.
And there is no consumer box either, by the way.
There is no consumer box.
Mm-mm.
It is fucking gorgeous. And it's not available to consumers. This band on here, it didn't show. I took some high-quality vid to splice in. It didn't really show up. This is a black and black gold band. And then it's got the CAO Arcana on it in white. Absolutely fucking gorgeous band. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous band. Love it.
Yeah.
This like black gold and it's shiny like chrome.
I thought it was satin, but it's literally black gold.
It's black gold.
Like, that's fucking insane.
It is absolutely beautiful. Just they for you know, like, it's a CAO, but they knocked it out of the park. The only thing, you know, and I'll always say this, I don't like the fucking big-ass band because I don't know what's under it.
Right.
You know. So I'm going to take off the murder glove.
Yeah, the strangulation gloves.
Yeah.
All right, this is kind of a shame to do it now, but I guess
we got to do the band test on a cold cigar.
Yeah.
And holy shit.
Oh, wow.
Fruit pectin, 100%. That is not glue.
Let's go. CAO
and
points.
And just rolled off.
Automatic points on that.
Automatic. Okay, so, and this is the reason. Look how fucking beautiful that wrapper is, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that. If you like that,
dude, that
mottled,
is
rustic.
You chocolate. Know what, this looks like chocolate.
It reminds me of Cameroon, but darker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like how a Cameroon leaf looks? That is a beautiful stick. And by the way, flawless. Like, I see a little thing here on the cap fold over.
Yeah.
But
By the way, I think they did this on purpose, but this is reminiscent of a zebra. Now that I finally opened up the whole way.
Yeah, this is like zebra pattern.
Yep.
Gold. Imagine a gold zebra with black stripes. Fuck.
Is that at the Johnny Minus compound?
Yes. I have gold zebras. Oh, and the official cutting. I am using my Craftsman's Bench, open-ended double guillotine, and so are you.
Yeah, Craftsman's Bench, all
steel. I have the one that is gunmetal.
All steel brushed. You have
brushed in chrome.
Yep.
The official cutting is brought to you by Fat Boy Cigars. The bold and delicious flavors of premium hand-selected tobacco leaves are highlighted in the original Jack's cigar by Fat Boy Cigars. And don't forget to try the Fat Boy Cigars Boots on the Ground series. For every cigar purchase in this series, Fat Boy Cigars will donate $1 to charities, benefiting our frontline heroes. Fat Boy Cigars, welcome to the Fat Boy's world.
And as always, we remind you to clip that cigar with authority.
So tough.
No limp-wristed cutting allowed. And maximize your cigar pleasure with a hand job.
Yep.
Right after that. And we're just tapping the part that goes in your mouth on the back of our hand. And what I love about it, look at the black glove.
Mm-hmm.
See all the dust?
Yeah.
Like, it just stands out when you wear that black glove. It's skin color. What comes out of here is skin color.
Are these OG's gloves?
Yeah. Fucking Italian calfskin, baby.
Oh, no, I asked if those were OJ's gloves.
Oh, I thought you said OG gloves.
No, no, no.
No, not OJ's. My hands are bigger. All my members are bigger than OJ's. But with the black glove, you can see the dust.
Yeah.
And that is a huge benefit when you're smoking. You're not getting that on the tip of your tongue. And it mm-hmm. changes the flavor. Especially if you have like a more peppery tobacco. You know, like something from Esterly. All right. And before we do the official lighting, why don't we do a cold draw? Haven't done one of those in a while. Okay, I feel like the air is flowing a little too freely. I might not like that. You know how I am.
Maybe. Yeah. It'll be different. I can't really get any flavor out of it. Of course, I don't really care for the cold draw.
I mean, there's the obvious, like, dried raisins, dried fruit. Mm-hmm. I think there's a little bit of, like, pear in there. And then, like, a barnyard component. So, like a lot of cold draws, you know. The barnyard raisin thing is the most common, too.
Yeah.
Flavors, so that's fine.
Still gorgeous ass stick though. Holy fuck!
No, I'm just saying, like, it literally doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
The cold draw has nothing to do with how the cigar tastes when you light it up. It just doesn't.
Yeah. Kind of like the wine snob that can smell the wine from across the room.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, no, like, but literally, to me, the cold draw is just like smelling the cork on your wine. You're not learning a fucking thing about that wine mm-hmm. from the cork. You're just learning if it's corked or not.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, it's not bad wine. Same thing with the cold draw. It's like, okay, if it's barnyard and raisin, it's going to be a hell of a cigar. But it might taste like fucking poppy seeds and lemon. You don't know.
Right.
You know, until you light it up. You just know it's not a bad cigar. But I like the extra flavor, you know, experience.
Yeah.
So, all right. And my official light will be accomplished with my ST DuPont gold-plated dual flame, flat flame.
Uh-oh. No flame.
No, it's on. I just can't see it because of my sunglasses.
No, it's not on, sir. No,
it's on. It's fucking on. It's always on. It's an STD pump.
Okay.
And it's gold. And you've got your poverty metal single torch, right?
Whoa.
Whoa.
This is high quality Chinese.
The official lighting is brought to you by 2C Premium Coffee. Keep your day fueled with delicious coffee from 2C Premium Coffee, featuring select beans from Bali, Kenya, Ethiopia, and around the world. 2C Premium utilizes continual roasting, so you are always getting a truly fresh cup of premium coffee. 2C Premium Coffee, morning made us.
And as always, we remind you, toasted, not roasted.
Hey, Francisco gave me this, all right? So it's pretty cool.
That's a fine lighter, but I'm just picking one. I'm going to have to borrow your fine lighter.
Oh, my God. All
running
that.
Out of fuel. It's not the lighter's fault. I just don't keep up with it. Treat that cigar with the love and respect that it deserves, and it will return the flavor. I'll bet this holds some fuel. Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. Put this in your hip pocket, and you'll get scoliosis.
I don't even... Dude, like, It's still full. I mean, it's still lighting from not last Saturday. Yeah.
Oh, you remember that? People were borrowing it too.
That was the communal lighter, and it's still going. So yes, it holds some fuel. I just gotta touch mine up. What are you doing? Jesus Christ.
I think we had a moment right there. All right. Oh, wow. Look how beautifully this is toasted.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'm good at this. Yours is okay, but you got like a little mouse hold starting.
It's all right.
Turned into a... Don't let it canoe. So right off the bat, this is too loosely packed. This reminds me of the Brasilia. I know I like a little bit of a firmer draw.
Yeah.
I'm really concerned this is going to burn hot and fast.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, the draw is pretty... It's not super loose.
It's too loose, man.
Yeah.
It's too loose. Now, I didn't cut too much off. I got, about a millimeter and a half of shoulder left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't cut a lot off either.
Okay. So we got these smoldering. Pretty cool episode last week. Ray Lewis. Catch that on the tubes. Now, the audio quality wasn't great. There's just no way to control all that fucking echo in that room.
Yeah.
I was talking to some of the event planners, and it's like, well, the space wasn't right for it. But we really appreciate Ray coming on. He's a cool dude. He's so down to earth.
Dude, that conversation, I wish the audio was clear for you guys to like listen and hear.
Yeah, like you can understand it. It's just annoying.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, it's just not, you know, there's only so much I can do with audio editing software when you got people high-fiving and, you know, chatting in the background. Either the mic suppresses everything or
nothing.
Not enough.
Right.
You know, AI is helping with it, but anyway. What a great experience, though.
Yes, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
He's a dude. That guy.
He is a dude.
Really, really impressed me with just, he's a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, real gentleman. Articulate.
Yeah.
Had a good story to tell. But mostly, he was just down to earth, man. Is that your phone or my phone?
I think it's both of ours.
No mistakes. And recovering flawlessly from our no mistakes.
Yeah. We execute flawlessly.
Look, I'm off the clock, bitch.
I hope you're not telling your boss that.
All right. So let's talk about this cigar. We got it smoking and, you know, I don't know how long it'll take. It's a decent-sized cigar, but we got to get smoking on it. But let's tell folks about this. So, wrapper, binder, filler.
Oh, right. By the way, just by looking at the wrapper, this is a drier wrapper. Not like it wasn't stored right, it's just a dryer.
Correct. Actually, Cameroon is that way.
Mm-hmm.
That leaf is not, like, super oily.
Mm-hmm. This is, like, just dry, like... Even at the burn line, you know how normally you excrete oil? It is not excreting oil.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so for the wrapper, this is a first for me. You said you had mentioned you had already had this before. The wrapper is Honduran Olancha San Agustin. So Olancha is the tobacco, and then San Agustin is the area.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the binder is Mexican San Andres. And the filler is South African, Zimbabwean, and Cameroon.
Five nations, and three of those nations are African, and that is all the filler. So all of the filler is African.
So, which is funny, because that's the story. Like, they went to the heart of Africa, and the heart of this cigar is African.
It's a good story. They did a great story. The marketing is fantastic.
Dude, it's fucking awesome.
But what I was going to say was... To me, this is a safari cigar. Like, when I was reading about it, I was like, if you made it, like, if you went to Africa and bought a cigar, either you have a puto, because, you know, that's all they can get, and probably a fuma, like, it's just one leaf wrapped up, you know, or if you have a fine cigar, they don't make wrapper leaves in Africa, and so you're going to have, you know, your African leaves wrapped up with one Cuban or something like that as the wrapper. So this really strikes me as, like, an African fine cigar, like this is what it would be like.
Yeah.
The Honduran tobacco is very interesting. I like Olancha. I think a lot of people are going to put it in the, like when you have the flavor palette for wrappers, mm-hmm. you have a section that is sort of in that like dry wood, campfire kind of section.
Okay.
And then that's adjacent, like that sort of turns into vegetal this way and sort of turns into leather this way. And then right opposite of it is sweet and sour, like mm-hmm. Peruvian tobacco. So in that imaginary flavor wheel, a lot of people are going to associate this wrapper leaf with like wood, campfires, burning wood. It is not fire cured. And it really doesn't have any flavors like that. But just in that flavor family, you know, like a wood fire burning in winter kind of thing. And then the binder is Mexican San Andres, mm-hmm. which I can taste that in here.
Yeah, a little bit.
That like...
I'm getting like a coffee-ish.
Yeah, like the peppery dirt. Mm-hmm. Like San Andres is kind of peppery dirt is how I describe it.
Yeah.
It's although pretty, it depends on how you cure the tobacco.
Yeah. But. Right now, like this, I'm getting like a very earthy, like just dark notes from it.
So this... Here's what I've got so far. I have Barnyard.
Okay.
Like you said, earth, but it is... To me, it is like... Imagine Mount Kilimanjaro, like a volcano. The earth that I imagine digging from the base of a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's got volcanic ash in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like... So not like that dark black potting soil, you know. Not like red clay.
Yeah.
But like brown volcano dirt.
Very nutrient rich.
There's definitely wood. Like there's a heavy wood component, I think.
I'm getting a little cocoa, just a little bit.
Yeah, there's a hint of cocoa and a hint of coffee. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's coffee bean.
Yeah, not coffee.
But not coffee, but coffee bean and like cocoa powder.
Yeah, the
like
bitter, the bitter end of the spectrum for yep. both, not the sweet end.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting because there is a sweet in here, but it's like the sweetness of wood.
Yeah.
Not sweet like sugar. Mm-mm. And there's a bitter in here, but it's not like vegetal bitter. It's like this coffee and cocoa note.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this reminds me of?
What's that?
A Padron Light.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like if you took a Padron 3000 and put it at a strength level 4.
Okay.
That's kind of what it reminds me of. So if you're wondering, if you guys are out there wondering, what the fuck are these guys talking about, volcanic dirt? What we're saying is, you know, it's similar in flavor profile to like a Padron 3000, but not as strong.
Okay.
And then there's a little bit more there. Like the Padron 3000 to me is a one note cigar.
Yeah, it really is.
This one is quite a bit more colorful, but it's all playing in the same sandbox,
yeah.
so to speak.
So right at the top back part of the palate, like the roof of the mouth, I'm getting like this weird bittersweet
mm-hmm.
flavor. I can't peg it. I can't get it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can.
Yeah, I know. I tasted exactly what you're talking about. You know what it tastes like to me? It reminds me of like a shit, like almost like a dried apricot.
Okay. Yep.
Not nearly as sweet. But you know how dried apricots have a little bit of sour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost exactly like that.
Yeah. When you pay attention to that, that is a phenomenal flavor.
Yeah, it's so weird. I'm not kidding. So, oddly enough, I'm getting more flavor out of the smoke being kept in your mouth than retrohaling. So that's interesting. It's different.
Yes, I think that when you retrohale, you're getting a little bit of a smoky wood component that overrides the rest of the senses.
Everything, yeah.
That's an interesting experience. I haven't had it with too many cigars, but this is a mouth smoker. At least right now, in the first inch or so.
Bask that smoke in your mouth, kind of like if you were doing wine, you know, just let the smoke linger in there. And then do a slow exhale. Let that smoke rise above your palate and then let it come out that way.
That's really interesting.
Right?
Yeah, I can taste more nuance.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of fruitiness.
I'm not tasting stuff. Anything below. It's all above.
It is, man. It's top of the... It's top, top of the palate.
It's so weird, ain't it? This is different.
Yeah, there's not a
there's not as much flavor on the tongue with this one.
Yeah, it's all in the palate. I'm not even going to retrohale this one.
What I like about the retrohale, though, is if you do it right, you can use your tongue to press the air over the top of your palate towards the front of your mouth and just let a little smoke out of your nose. And getting that swirl in there is kind of like swishing, like when you swish liquor around. It's super cool.
We're teaching some advanced techniques here today. I hope you guys got your pen and notepad there. Take some notes.
Yeah, the retrohale is too strong. It's killing the mouth taste. Yeah, but the mouth taste is so good.
Retrohale is not doing anything for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little too burny.
Do the burny.
Dude, this is really good. Just running it around your mouth, it's really good.
Yeah. This is different. I've never had this cigar before, and B, I've never had a cigar do this. Like, I've never had this experience with a cigar before. Never.
I've had, like, one or two. I call them mouth smokers, which is better through the mouth. But this is really interesting, man. That is so cool. And that's, you know, that's why you got to experiment a little bit when you get a cigar with how you're consuming the smoke or experiencing the smoke. You know, try the different parts of your mouth, different parts of your palate, shaping your tongue.
Yep.
You know, drawing the air in and out. Retrohale, don't retrohale. That's really good.
So something I'm noticing right now, this isn't a very solid, like, middle.
Well, that's what we said. It's full of air.
Yeah. So that answers that question.
And you're an inch and a quarter in already? Mm-hmm. So it's burning fast.
Like, check that out. Like, I got cherry even the whole way out to here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little loosely packed. I like it just a hair tighter. You know, I like I like telling the cigar when to produce smoke with the draw. That's how I like my draw. So I say firm draw, but what I mean is, like, this is off-putting smoke, and I just put it in my mouth and off-put smoke. I want to tell it.
I'm the fucking boss.
Yeah.
So something cool, too, I just noticed. Like, check this out once you're done over there. Bring your cigar over here. Look at your ash and my ash. Just the characteristics. Like, you got really white ash up here on this side. Mine's is like that grayish.
Well, this is the binder leaf.
Mm.
My filler leaf is grayer. I like that. That's a main stripe right there. It's pretty cool. But the characteristic of the ash looks like this is very well-aged tobacco.
Yeah. I'd be careful ashing the rest of that.
Well, that's cherry. Part of that's cherry. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
But I don't see, like, green and yellow. It's very powdery. It's a little dry. The tobacco's a little dry. But when I say that, I'm not talking about humidification level. I'm talking about, like, the oil content, natural oil content in the leaves, which means, you know, this is probably a primarily lower priming cigar, and then also your African tobaccos do tend to be, I shouldn't say that, I'm not an expert in African tobacco. Your Cameroon tobacco tends to be dry, as in less oil content.
I want to say, who's mostly growing tobacco in Africa? The Dutch? Are they still, is it still there?
I think it is, yeah.
Is it still their thing?
I'm pretty sure. Dutch masters.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right.
Not an actual cigar.
All right, so something interesting with this cigar. It's hard for a cigar to not go well with coffee.
I do like how smoky it is, though. I always appreciate a smoky cigar.
Yeah, yeah. There's a good smoke output. It's hard for a cigar to not go well with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
This one, the coffee actually changes the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons coffee and cigars go so well together is that coffee very rarely changes the flavor of the cigar meaningfully. It more complements it. You know, if you're a coffee drinker, your brain immediately picks out the coffee flavor and separates it.
Yep.
I don't know if it's how the oils are coating the tongue, but to me, the coffee is basically causing the cigar, especially the first couple of puffs after you drink. Yeah. It's causing the cigar to be a little more botanical.
Yeah. You
know, bringing out a little bit of, like, fruity, flowery notes, like you're walking through an orchard almost.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out, I was like, wait, this might make sense because this might be an African bean. Do you know what bean's in here? I forgot.
Six beans. There's six of them. It's six bean baller.
So there's some African
components. There is African bean in there, isn't there?
That's what I'm trying to get at.
I don't know, but you can go to 2cpremium.com and check out all of their offerings, including the African espresso shot, which is fire. And of course, six bean baller is kind of our default. I like all of them.
Yeah.
I do, but I like six bean baller.
Don't be fooled. Africa isn't like this desolate desert wasteland. Like, there's plenty of vegetation and growing going on there.
Well, the other thing, I hate when people talk about Africa this, Africa that. I went to Africa. Dude, it's a fucking continent. Can you imagine if you're like, I went to Asia. Yeah, which part? Did you go to Russia?
Right.
You know, did you go to India? Like, Sichuan province of China? They're really fucking different. Tibet?
Right.
You know, you're up there with a fucking Bactrian camel. Like,
oh, I experienced
all of Sherpa.
Yeah, it's like, I experienced all of Asia. No, you didn't.
Yeah, you're climbing Mount Everest. That's Asia. You know, you're at a very expensive club in Moscow. Oh, also Asia. I mean, you could say Eastern Europe, but whatever.
Philippines, whatever.
Yeah, well,
like it's all
Pacific
different.
Rim Islands. Yeah. But yeah, like...
Same thing with all Africa. Huge,
yeah, Africa, I mean, Senegal and Egypt are totally different. You know, they're both super cool places to visit. Senegal has less pyramids.
One day. You know, it's kind of a bummer that the cup stacking champion is not from Egypt.
Why?
Because they're clearly good at stacking shit.
Right on. All right, well, so you're pretty far in.
Yeah.
Like, you're wrapping up your first third.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we will do our tobacconist tip of the week.
All right.
Tip of the Week with Angel Solorio.
And we are back on Burnline Podcast. Uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. Here's your newscaster, Angel El Fumo Solorio, with, by the way, certified retail tobacconist, with your tobacconist tip of the week.
All right. I thought you were going to go with, like, here's Johnny for some reason. You didn't do that.
Here's Jenny.
Yeah. All right, so tobacconist tip of the week. So it's kind of a tip, but one of the important things that we've talked about before is etiquette in the lounge. But there's also etiquette outside the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
So just by you having a cigar, and if you're a serious cigar smoker that cares, just remember you are an ambassador to all the cigar industry and your fellow cigar smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Not like you're being paid for it, and they're like, oh, look at me. No, no, no.
Just people by having... judge all of us based on you.
Yeah, on your actions.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, don't be a slob while smoking your cigar. You know, don't be ashed all over the place. Don't be ashing all over the place. And I'm not talking about, like, if you're smoking outside the lounge. Just being outside.
Yeah, don't be a jerk.
Yeah, like...
You know, like, you know... You're the guy in public. You're at a fireworks show. Uh-huh. You're smoking a cigar. I don't know if there's any fireworks shows where you're allowed to do that. But, you know, you're not too close to the fireworks. But like, and you're talking about, like, you know, you're talking potty mouth, talking about pornography,
right.
Politics. Don't do that. You know,
so
you're a slob. Yeah, like, people judge the cigar world by you, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, so I got three examples. So, like, where you can smoke publicly. Like, if you're just walking around, like, you want to walk around town, mm-hmm. your town, you know, hey, you're representing us just walking around.
Mm-hmm.
That's in public. Don't be a slob. The other thing is, you can smoke on most trails. Like, I know in PA, mm-hmm. you can smoke on the trails.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, like, you can smoke on the battlefield at Gettysburg. So, mm-hmm. it's like, that's definitely one place you want to respect. I mean, not only is it, like, you know, just a battlefield, but it is also a graveyard. Like,
there's ghosts.
There's ghosts.
You can feel it. Like, Gettysburg is so fucking haunted. Yeah. I don't even believe in that shit, but it's haunted.
I have a picture, like, of a ghost if you want to see one. Like, really? A really good one.
From Gettysburg?
I have a drummer boy on my fucking camera.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, I caught one, dude. It's fucking
like
crazy.
A real one?
Yeah.
I saw a ghost in Gettysburg too when I was a kid, but I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah, me neither. But
I legit saw
them. Like even like at my picture that I have, I'm kind of like maybe some blur. But dude, you look at it, you're like, there's his sash lapel thing, drum. Like it's the fucking drummer boy.
I believe it though. Like you could feel it. You can just feel how many people died there.
Yeah, but it's not for me. It's not eerie.
No, it isn't. Like it does not have a spooky feeling, but it has a heavy feeling.
Yeah,
that's how I describe it. It's like. You stand there and you're like, holy fuck, something happened here.
You're right.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
So, but like one of the biggest things, it's like at most.
I'm sensitive.
You're right. So, so like that's an important place where you shouldn't act like a slob or dickhead, period, is like, you know, battlefield.
Yeah, you got to show some respect. Of course, you know, Burn Line Podcast, you're in Westminster, Maryland, we're what? 45 minutes from
yeah, 45
from
minutes.
Gettysburg,
I mean, even down here, there's some battlefield things you can experience. Blah blah blah. I smoked at Harper's Ferry.
Harper's Ferry, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it's like be respectful because one day you could be that asshole that the reason is you're not allowed to smoke anymore at those places. So don't do that. Don't let that be your legacy. Yeah. Oh, I'm the guy that fucking got smoking canceled.
But you know, that's a great reminder that. You know, we're all ambassadors of the hobby, whether we want to be or not.
Right.
So, you know, if you want to, like, fucking do the boys club thing with cigars, then do it in private.
Yeah.
You know, in public, like, you know, it goes beyond just common courtesy and respect. Like, you're affecting all of us in some way.
Yeah, you are the ambassador to all the industry.
Yeah. All right, let's break out some whiskey.
Which
isn't that fucking
first?
Revolver is awesome?
Yeah. Is it, right,
so,
are they both the same?
No, this is Wyatt Earp American Single Malt Whiskey. This is Doc Holliday 7-year aged bourbon. I get to be Doc Holliday.
Okay.
You get to be Wyatt Earp.
All right. I was like, I like the bourbon, but I'll do it. No, you're good.
You
go
sure?
Yeah, go for it.
Whiskey. I mean, we can swap later.
That's fine.
Nice.
That's good.
Whiskey pour.
Can I see that real quick?
Hell yeah.
Damn, that's heavy too. I thought that was plastic.
No, it's like metal.
Holy shit. Six shooter, does it say, what's it say on here?
This says straight bourbon on the.
And it says whiskey Wyatt Earp.
It says straight bourbon.
Oh, okay.
So where it would normally say around the rim of your cartridge, it would say like Remington, whatever
the
like
caliber.
Colt 45.
Yeah.
This says straight bourbon, and that says what, Wyatt Earp whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, pretty cool. I don't like the little jewelry on the bottle actually covers up.
The label, yeah.
And on the Doc Holliday, it says, I'm your Huckleberry.
And then right here it says, my name is Wyatt Earp.
And you tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with
me. I don't know what it says there. Because the guns are covering up. Like, the guns are cool, but it's like, you can't. You're covering up
part of it. Yeah, yeah. I know. I would love to just have the label. The six-shooter cap is amazing. But
I'm not going to do it, but I'm guessing you can pull that off if you wanted to.
Maybe.
Yeah, because it looks like it's just,
Well, you can pull anything off if you pull hard enough. Legendary American Lawman. Yeah, so, and what's cool, check this out. So this was the Best of Show 2024 Access Live Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America.
Nice.
And then... Double Gold 2024 Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America. Now, this is a 7-year bourbon. To be bourbon, it's got to be 3-year aged.
Mm-hmm.
51% corn mash bill and aged in new charred oak barrels. And then, of course, to be whiskey, there's a lot less rules.
The label on this one's definitely different, too. Like, this one's more raised than...
Like, so they look like they're supposed to go together on the shelf, which they will mm-hmm. in the Johnny Midas Main Cave. But they're also different enough that you immediately, you know, even the different, like, chrome and black cap, it goes beyond that.
Yeah, it says here, cask strength bourbon, 58.3 alcohol by volume, barrel 112, bottle 41 of 211.
So this is, it says 112 for the... barrel, but the proof works out to 116, and it's so smooth and fruity.
Barrel, bottle 36 of 245. You got a pretty low bottle.
Well, now, the company that produces these, like, this is rebottled.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you buy a cask from so-and-so and rebottle it. I'm pretty sure I know what both of these are from the taste, but they're good. And they weren't that expensive. You know, they're, I got them for the gimmick. Like,
right.
Fuck it, who doesn't want Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday on their, you know, on their whiskey shelf? But I paid, like, with shipping, I think I paid $150 for both bottles or something. Very reasonable. We will now proceed through the rest of the podcast only doing quotes from Tombstone.
Is that an actual promise?
I may not have been as sick as I let along, Wyatt. All right, so socials and surprises. Oh, look, my Italian calfskin gloves work on a touchscreen. new subscribers on YouTube, HoodRich521, welcome to the tribe. Rodney, Neil, glad that you joined us. Go ahead, if you're listening to this and you made it this far through our bullshit,
yeah.
Like, subscribe, share. You are our marketing plan. 5-star reviews, always welcome. You know, it is hard to advertise anything around smoking and tobacco.
Yeah, and the alcohol.
And the alcohol, yeah. YouTube's super sensitive. I still have episodes that you can't comment on because the AI is like, no, you did something bad. And so, you know, you can really help us out if you think we're adding value to the cigar community. Like, subscribe, share, all that stuff. And, of course, reach out, burnlinepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show, and drop us a question for Tobacconist Tip of the Week. Most of our Tobacconist Tip of the Weeks either come from personal experience or from questions that you guys asked and sent in. And we like to do special stuff from time to time.
Yeah.
Like send people random stuff. Email us, so there you go if you need a little incentive.
I was going to say, somebody's gotten a coffee mug.
Oh, yeah. We sent out quite a few of the... More than the... We said we had one of each. We ended up sending quite a bit more out of that. Interestingly, I only had El Fumo left, so I feel like I was more popular.
Yeah, but mine was the first one to go.
Also, I had to make a second production run of yours. That's why I think you have more left. All right. I guess my thoughts on the whiskey. This is a really good bourbon.
It really is.
I would buy the bourbon for just being bourbon. Now I've had both. I like the Wyatt Earp. To me, it just reminds me of Tin Cup American whiskey.
Okay. I've not had it.
Which is kind of a mid shelf.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely not your like super expensive Scotch, but it's nice.
So this has a bite to it, and it's fruity, but it has a bite to it.
I'm really interested how this is going to play with the cigar.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so I coated my palate. Okay, so the first thing is, now remember, this is cask strength. I poured it over rocks on purpose.
Uh-huh.
I diluted a little bit. I will say it definitely blunts the palate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fruity.
Yes.
And delicious and a little overpowering. What it brings out for me in the cigar is like the woodsy, smoky coffee flavors. But some of that like sweet and sour fruity stuff went away because it's just eaten up by the much more fruity honey flavor of the bourbon.
Almost the same for me on the whiskey side. Definitely more woodsy component.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of espresso bean, not a whole lot.
Yeah. Yeah, to me that's what came out. Like with the whiskey, the cigar now tastes more like wood and coffee beans. I like that espresso bean, like a darkly roasted coffee bean.
Yeah, you know what, it kind of almost, I think it was either Tennessee honey or what's the other liquor that has honey in it? Turkey tail? I forget what it's called. I figured you would know.
No, I don't drink low end alcohol, but oh snap. Yeah. So I will also say that the whiskey brings out a little more pepper from the cigar. Like it tastes a little peppery.
Uh-huh.
Which there's no pepper in the cigar at all. But it tastes a little pepperier on the palate. Really cool. Like, it's a good interaction.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I would say, though, like, if you're going to buy this cigar, which you should buy this cigar, right here at Davis Cigars in Westminster, Maryland for $14.19, smoke it on its own first, you know, or at least half of it, you know, before pairing it. Because this is a really interesting good cigar. Also, it makes me feel like I need your hat. I need your hat.
My hat.
But I feel like, you know, like a big game hunter that went to Africa and, like, yeah. I'm smoking the African cigar.
I was going to say, my hat is the Davida cigar hat, by the way. I'm not bragging or anything.
Well, what do you know?
I'm the model.
Yeah, Angel's actually the model for the Davida stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of compliments on that Ray Lewis event for the hat.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I got, like, complimented on that shirt. My shirt to no end.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I had, like, six girls hitting on me. And then I showed Greg a picture. He's like, what are you wearing on your upper hat? I was like, you don't even know style, bro. Just drop it. Yeah, once the whiskey starts to wear off the palate, that, like, sweet and sour component comes back. Mm-hmm. And it's starting to have a... To me, it's starting to have a taste like if you had a salted pretzel and also put some sugar on it. You got to get past the smoked wood. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I'm in the second, third now. I think that the smoked wood component has picked up.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure if that's related to the whiskey, but because I noticed it came out when I coated my palate with that whiskey. But it just, it reminds me of, like, fucking wood pellet smoker.
Really?
Yeah. Like... And part of that is that this is a smoky cigar, but the smoke is dry coming off of this cigar.
Yeah, like I said, it's a very dry cigar. Not like I'm saying it was not humidified the right way, but it's just the tobacco is really, really dry on this cigar.
It's like when you say you have a dry wine. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. You're talking about mouthfeel and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, it's interesting.
Wine isn't dry, it's wet, clearly.
Oh my God. This guy. We're going to get you some culture, man. Yeah, I'm going to get drunk off of this.
Yeah. He's going to Doc Holliday.
I have not yet begun to defile myself.
You're going
to
get sick like him?
What do you think, darling? Should I hate him? I don't know. There's just something about the eyes that reminds me of me. Now I'm sure of it.
Here we go. Here we go.
And the rest of the show will be a monologue by Johnny Mice reciting Tombstone.
You know, you should have worn the.
Clothes. My impression is so good that this is going to get shadow banned for, like, a copyright infringement.
Oh, I thought you said your impression is so good, Mrs. Mice just hates you for because you probably talked to her like that the whole time.
One time I went for 3 days only answering my wife with movie quotes, and she only caught on the third day.
Yeah.
And then I had to stop because she hated me. The secret is to start out with quotes from, like, you know, like The Breakfast Club, mm-hmm. and, like, The Green Mile and stuff that she hasn't watched. And then slowly work in, like, Tom Cruise movies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and, like, yeah, get more and more close to her genre.
What have you used from The Green Mile?
What did I use from The Green Mile? What's that when he has the monologue about... it hurts or whatever. I can't remember, but yeah, that was the one. And then you got to use them really in context and slowly get out of context, you know? So, like, you know, you're talking about, like, cleaning the laundry or whatever, and you can be like, you know how they say you see a white light when you're dying white? It ain't true. And then she just looks at you, and that's when she knows when the game is up.
Yeah, Tombstone was a better movie than Wide Earp.
The other way to give the game away is to quote anything by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Because, I'll be back. Because you have to use the voice.
Get to the chopper! Yeah. That's the dead giveaway.
Or like when she's looking for you and you do the Arnold, I'm here! Mm-hmm. I'm right here!
Come and get me! I am here!
She's like, what the fuck are you doing? Nothing.
I heard an interview with Arnold where he was talking about Terminator 2. And he was like, he told James Cameron, I think that the Terminator would say, I will be back. He doesn't use contractions. And Cameron was like, no, read the script how I gave it to you. And now I'm very glad that I did.
Yeah. Like that State Farm commercial he did, like, not that long ago. He goes, you got to say neighbor. 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 You got to say neighbor. I did say it. I'm saying neighbor.
He's got this new ebook out called like 77 Life Lessons of 77 or something. I just like his positivity. You know, like that's so old school. Like you go back to the 80s and it was like everyone was like, hell yeah, man, you can fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, even the rock songs, like it's like all major chords. You know, like you listen to Kiss and you're like, oh, I feel good. And you listen to modern rock and you're like, the world sucks. And man, I'm so tortured. I'm a tormented middle class white dude because my life is so tough.
Yeah. It's funny. Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger is like a huge avid cigar smoker. I think that came later.
Yeah, so he smoked cigars like you can see back in, you know, film from the 70s and stuff. And also cannabis. You know, he wasn't a wild user, but, you know, he was the occasional user. But yeah, they just had a different mindset of like, I can fucking do it. The world's my oyster. You know, all of that. Classic Americana almost.
Yeah.
And like, man, I meet so many young kids these days, and I'm like, why are you fucking depressed?
Right.
You have your whole life in front of you. You know, like, what happened? Yeah. I think it's low test.
Yeah. The world does suck, but it's like you can make it unsuck.
Yeah, it's all perspective, man. It's what you bring with you. You know, it's like, if you want to focus on all the negative of the human experience, then you're going to have a negative life.
Yeah.
If you focus on the positive, you're going to have a positive life. And, you know, like, Jesus, there's nothing stopping you. Like, just go fucking do it. Do your dream. Fucking hard work. You know, put some fucking effort into it. You know? And stop with this bullshit, like, you know, oh, I'm going to watch Netflix this weekend. Why? You know, like, you're killing yourself, dude.
That's some real rich dad advice there.
Yeah. No, I'm more like the rich uncle.
Rich uncle.
Rich uncle Scrooge.
Okay, I was going to say Rich Uncle Vinny. Or Uncle Buck.
Mm. That was another thing, but the quotes, I was quoting The Sopranos. She's never seen The Sopranos.
I've only seen a little bit. I haven't seen the whole thing
yet. Oh, you're so missing out.
I know.
The Sopranos is so good. Yeah, I'd quote Christopher Moltisanti. She has no idea what I'm talking about. He's a fucking idiot on the show, so all of his quotes are idiotic. So she would just be like, why are you being weird, and what's with the Italian accent?
That's because I'm giving you an offer, or I don't even know the quote.
No, I'll be like, so I'll be like helping her clean, and then I'm like, okay, I'm going to go play video games. And she's like, wait, we still have to do this. I'm like, just when I thought I was out, you pull me back in. And she's like, okay, you're doing the movie quote. She has seen The Godfathers. I'll give her that.
All right, unpopular opinion. Did not care for The Godfather.
Okay, we can't be friends. Yeah. All right, so you heard it here first on Burnline Podcast. El Fumo doesn't know anything about movies.
And
so
I guess this is the end of the podcast.
This is the end. Like, we're not friends anymore. Fuck you. Give me my whiskey back. Okay, so I'm going to dip into this Wyatt Earp, do a little taste comparison. And, you know, we're pretty far along. I think it's time for our second break.
Yep.
What do you think? All right, so why don't we go ahead and take a break. Keep your dial locked in to the golden tones of Johnny Midas and El Fumo on Burnline Podcast. Cigar News of the Week with Angel Solorio. And we're back on Burnline Podcast. Uncommon cigar knowledge for the common cigar smoker. We're just two dudes. Now, Angel is a certified retail tobacconist, and I am a hobbyist. I've been smoking for a quarter century. I know I don't look that old, but, you know, like fine wine, I get better with age. What do they say? Old wrestlers never die, they just get faster?
No, I don't know that saying.
Because you weren't a wrestler.
That's right.
I was. No, I am. I am. All right, so news. What you got for us, buddy?
So news. There is news. That's it. Thanks for tuning in.
Isn't there an election coming up?
I don't care.
Oh, wait, wrong podcast.
Yeah, wrong podcast. All right. We're not doing that. Anyways, Billiger that...
Oh, wow.
Hey, I'm trying to do news here.
Wow, this Wyatt Earp. That's a good whiskey, man.
Yes, it is.
It is good.
I told you it was good.
Did you taste that, like, It's got like a burnt caramel.
Yeah. Can we do the news now?
All right, go ahead. Go.
Villager de Nicaragua.
But I'm just saying, like...
All right, go on. Villager.
Villager de Nicaragua, edición limitada.
Wait, did you say Villager?
Villager.
Villager de Nicaragua.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's a different brand. So it's not Villager?
No.
Okay.
Maybe it's pronounced Villager?
I don't think I've had that before. You know Villager cigars. Like, everybody knows those.
I actually don't.
Okay, well, I'm going to Google that. Go ahead.
So Villager de Nicaragua releases the...
Edición Limitada 2024 goes on sale in Europe. It is the third Villager that's going on sale in Europe. And it's specifically Germany. So it's a seven. So this is about, okay. It's a 7x52 Churchill. So that's not a Churchill, is it? Like officially, I mean Churchill.
7x52.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Churchill.
That's Churchill.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've seen other Churchills that don't really look like a Churchill.
I think so.
All right. Well, it uses an Ecuadorian wrapper over a Mexican binder and Nicaraguan fillers from Esteli Jalapa. And that's not a bad price even for Europe. $20 a stick, 18 pounds.
Is that a Cuban?
No, it's from Nicaragua.
So is that the brand image?
Yeah. So is it Villager?
Okay, so it is Villager.
Okay, so okay. My bad.
Okay, so Villager, now, the thing is, there's a Villager North America,
mm-hmm.
and we get, like, you know, non-Cuban stuff. I think probably the Villager, the last one I remember smoking was the, 1888 Nicaragua or whatever. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be released in the U.S., so I'm pretty sure it's the Villager U.S.
Okay, yeah. So Villager's they're a fairly big brand, mm-hmm. So here are the brands that are associated with Villager. Villager Culebras, which is like a cheaper version. La Flor de Incan. I don't know if you've...
Do you want to be familiar with that?
Well, like, that's the brand logo. I smoke those. Brain F, Libertad. I think most people probably have heard of Libertad.
Mm-hmm. What is that, Black?
Black Forest. Villager Black Forest. Okay.
Alright. On to the next one. Tatuaje the Wolfman Redux 4 is shipping this week.
Okay, so the Wolfman Redux 4.
Uh-huh.
And this is part of their Monster Series.
Yeah. So, this is a 7.5x52 torpedo. It's an Ecuadorian Sumatra covering fillers from Nicaragua and the binder's also Nicaraguan.
That's the same as the last one.
Yeah, so $13 a stick, not hateful at all. That sounds...
No, that's normal.
Yeah. Tom did say they're probably going to get it, so we should try it out.
Okay, yeah.
Try it out.
Yeah, we should smoke that on the show.
So it's funny. So because it's Halloween themed, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's 666 boxes.
Nice. 666.
So 34 boxes are going to be numbered 2X, so XX. So that's the retail boxes. That's one of them that's coming here that's unnumbered.
Wait, 34 of 666 boxes mm-hmm. are numbered XX.
Yeah.
Those are for retail sales.
Oh, wait, sorry. The event. So, events. So, for retail.
Event.
Yeah, so and private retail. Use. So, yeah. Okay. But look at that. It's like an actual coffin box.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is the front of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like the other Wolfman.
I have not seen the other Wolfman. So it's in homage to the 1956, the OG.
Yeah, so I know a lot of guys that collect the
1941,
Monster Series.
Sorry, 1941. I thought it was 56.
The original Wolfman was 41?
Yeah, that's
right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Middle of the war, they're like, yeah, let's make a movie.
Yeah, they're like, everything sucks. Let's make a movie about a man that turns into a wolf.
Yeah.
And he talks like this.
Stop.
Fucking Nazi wolf. that's like if they made a movie of Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
It's like the Nazi wolf. Oof. Man.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity. Where's the fucking Wolfenstein movie.
Yeah, there's a joke, and I can't make it on the air.
Oh, one of those you got to tell me in private?
Yeah, the Nazi Wolfman.
So, like, consider yourselves joked.
All right, so Oz Family Cigars, based out of Nashville, Tennessee, mm-hmm. because they're from Tennessee.
Well, remember, Oz Family Cigars is like...
No, not Ozgener, Oz.
Yeah.
O-Z.
Oz Family Cigars is the heritage of Ozgener.
Okay. So...
Which, you know, Ozgener was CAO, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, old man Ozgener started CAO and then sold to General Cigar,
mm-hmm.
who now owns CAO. And we are smoking a CAO.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Hey, full circle.
Full circle.
And then his son, I think, wanted to kind of get back in the business.
Yeah.
And started Oz Family Cigars.
Yeah.
Okay. And?
So, they're making a... cigar to commemorate the Alabama, it's because that's their rivalry, the Alabama Tennessee football game, which is in October, the first weekend of October.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty big rivalry.
Yeah, October 19th, second. Or
I mean, I think Tennessee thinks of it as a bigger rivalry than Alabama does, but whatever.
But, anyways, it's the third Saturday in October, the rivalry game between Alabama and Tennessee. So, after each game, the winning school self-reports to the NCAA for a violation of smoking in the locker room, which is tradition.
Nice.
But anyway, nice. They
smoking
made a
cigars in the locker room.
So, they made a commemorative.
Oh, it's got the Tennessee orange on it.
Yeah, the, nice. The end zone. Yep.
Nice.
So, they're going to be making a cigar for the game. So, hopefully they win and it wasn't for anything. But it's a 6x56 cigar. It is...
A little big of a ring gauge for me.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're going to be showing it off in camera, you know, celebration, it's got to be a big fucking stick. So, it's an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper over Ecuadorian Habano and fillers from Nicaragua. And it's made in Casa Carrillo in the DR.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. By the way, this Weiner whiskey is sweet.
Yeah.
Like, it's way sweeter than I expect, even an American whiskey to be. It's sweeter than Tin Cup, I can tell you that. All right, what else, what other news have we got?
Sorry, more football. Unintentional, by the way, after the weekend.
Hey, it's football season. We're going to have football cigar crossover.
So, 85 with...
It's written out 80.
And then a numeral 5.
Yeah.
Cigar.
Never heard of it.
Okay, that's another football player release. Launches Ocho Cinco Cigar of Honor. So
wait, was Ocho Cinco number 85?
Yeah.
So Chad Johnson cigars is that his?
This is his cigar.
It's his brand though.
Yeah,
like 85 cigars. That's got to be wow.
Yeah. Okay. So Chad Ocho Cinco is releasing his cigar.
Ocho Cinco means
85 in Spanish.
85 in Spanish.
Yeah.
Right?
So his last name is Chad is Johnson. His full name is Chad Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
But
and
he
goes by Chad Ocho
Cinco. Yeah.
So 85 cigars, like that's got it. He's got to own it. Does it say in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's his.
So he literally owns the brand.
If
not
you let me
thing.
Finish the article here, you will find out.
So if I let you do your job, I'll find out?
Yes.
This is like me watching a movie with my wife. She's like, what happens next? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe if you watch the movie, new information will be revealed.
Or you're that friend that you go to movies that they've already seen the movie and they're like, you gotta watch this part. Yes, I know. I'm here. I'm watching.
Let me tell you what happens before it happens. All right, so I apologize for my incredible rudeness. Please go ahead with your scintillating exploitations regarding Ocho Cinco 85 cigars.
So uses an Ecuadorian Habano Maduro wrapper.
But the reason I'm bringing it up is like, you know, Ray Lewis, we just did his cigar.
Yeah.
It's not his brand.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's his cigar, but an established company made it.
Right.
So what the fuck is 85 cigars?
It's his.
Do they have a farm? Do they have a they have a barn?
You're gonna find out.
Oh my god! All right.
So it's made with I just
said did I make you lose your place?
And I just said we're.
This is why you tune into Burn On Podcast because we have all of our ducks in a row, and it's just like this seamless boom. You get this knowledge. Of course, you're still trying to fuck around with your Android phone. That's the problem.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to read what I was reading and.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, it is a 6x60 Gordo, uses Ecuadorian Habano Maduro wrapper, an Indonesian binder, and filler from Nicaragua. It is, like, look, it comes in a tubo. Like, it's a bank because
of... Oh, and it's got the Bengals stripes?
Yeah, because it's in honor of his being inducted into the Bengals Hall of Fame, like, Ring of Honor.
Cool.
Yeah, like, look at that. That's pretty cool shit.
That's cool. I'll probably get one for my crazy just for the collection of, like, rando shit.
Yeah, so it's 850 boxes of 10 cigars with pricing set at $850 per box. And, of course, $85 a stick.
Yeah. I mean, even Johnny Midas is cringing at that. I mean, shit, I'll probably get one. All right, so now answer my fucking questions. What about 85 cigars? Is it real? Is it just a brand, but they're outsourcing to fucking Plasencia or something? Like, what's going on?
So, yeah, there it's Chad's thing. Like, it's his.
Does he have a farm?
No.
Does he have a factory? Is it all outsourced, like Crown Heads?
Yeah, it's outsourced. It's definitely not.
Okay. All right, so he's not, like, investing in fucking...
Come on. So, like, his website is cool as shit.
That is cool. That's a cool website.
Yeah.
What's the URL on that?
85 cigars.
The numeral 5. Cigars.com. Yeah, you guys should check that out. That's a really cool website. It's optimized for mobile, obviously.
Yeah.
All right, from seed to cigar. Hand rolling is a rare craft in a world of blah, blah, blah. And 85 cigars rolled by hand.
It doesn't say.
It doesn't really say.
No, it doesn't say, but I'm going to say it's probably somewhere in Nicaragua. One of the blenders in Nicaragua does it for them.
It's got to be. There's no fucking way Chad Ocho Cinco bought a fucking
He might have.
No, because there's no real estate available. Believe me, I keep tabs on it. That's my retirement plan. You know that, right?
Buy a farm?
No, I'm going to buy a fucking factory.
Oh, okay.
Might as well get in the business. I've been talking about it long enough and giving them money long enough. I might as well be taking money for it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't say, but it's definitely one of the Esteli guys.
How do you know?
Because all the stuff comes from Nicaragua. Like,
Jalapa. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Most likely it's
one of the... Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
who else are you going to use?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right.
You heard it here first, folks. We are completely speculating on this cigar, so don't hold us to it. We make no guarantees as to the accuracy of anything that is said on the show, except we have exceptional palates.
Yep. So Black Label Intergalactic Event Horizon is going to be showing.
So Black Label, they're famous for, like, the Bumblebee.
The Killer Bee.
Yeah, the Killer Bee, the Green Hornet. Mm-hmm. And they're a subsidiary of Blackworks Studio.
Yes.
So the Blackworks Studio has Black Label, and their Intergalactic Event Horizon.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ,
like, that's look, yeah. Look at how cool that box is, though, and the cigar.
I don't know, it's too, like... I'm so into classic. Like, you show me a box of, like, Fuente Cañones, and I'm like, okay, that's a cigar. So I'm not into, like, the new breed stuff, like the Superfly, the branding on that. I'm just not into it.
Mm.
But that's cool for what it is. It's just I call it avant-garde, but it's like the new cigar where it's, like, you know, modern or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. So it uses Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper over Ecuadorian Habana wrapper and fillers from Nicaragua.
Sounds like a strong cigar.
Yeah. And they debuted this at the Intertabak show in Dortmund, Germany. Speaking of German. Yeah. So it should be arriving here soon at retailer.
Speaking of Deutschland.
Deutschland. I had other stuff, but you ruined my...
Did I ruin your flow?
You ruined my flow,
Did I ruin your flow? You know, everyone tunes into this show and then skips ahead to the news of the week because they want to be on the cutting edge, the bleeding edge of the cigar industry. And I fucked it up.
Yeah.
I fucked it up for you.
EP Carrillo Honduras heads to store.
I mean, you know, like, this is me apologizing. Like, I'm not trying to be an ass and, like, interrupt you all the time. It worked out this way on this show.
Yeah. So EP Carrillo Honduras heads to store.
Also, Honduran, did I talk about this one?
Yes, you have. So, most EP Carrillo cigars are made from Dominican tobacco in the Dominican, you know, factories, blah, blah, blah. This one is going to be cool as shit. EP Carrillo is made at the Plasencia Family Tabacos de Oriente factory in Honduras.
Wait, so EP Carrillo, so for folks that don't know, if you're under the cigar rock, EP Carrillo has been winning fucking awards out the ass for the last
5 to 10 years.
Shit, what was that one that you... The fucking Pledge, like, holy fuck.
Oh, the Pledge. And then, you know, the Allegiance, that just won, like, Cigar of the Year. I mean, they've got fucking number one cigars out the ass. So this is their first Honduran cigar.
Yeah.
And it's being made by Plasencia.
So...
Rolled at Plasencia.
Yeah, so look at how weird full circle the show's coming just on a bunch of things. So here's a wrapper. Are you ready? It uses a Honduran Olancha San Agustin wrapper.
Wait, wrapper?
Yeah.
Like Eminem.
Sure.
I'm someone outlandish, they say.
So
they say we're cut from the same cloth, but I guess they fabricate it. You better bring more men than the Latter-day Saints. It's a slight, everyone that may stand in my way as a statement of the main.
Stop
okay, good. So bay window of the Mandalay Bay with a Tech 9 and a Tray 8 and spray everything that may stand in my way.
I'm going to put my cigar out on your arm. All right.
So, oh, a cigar wrapper?
Yeah, cigar wrapper.
Cigar wrapper.
So, we're smoking an Olancha right now, San Agustin, mm-hmm. and they're going to be using a Olancha San Agustin.
Wrapper?
Wrapper.
Cool.
And fillers from Honduras and Nicaragua. And the binder's also Honduras, but unspecified. So, it's kind of full circle. Dude, but check this out. A 5x50 for $9.25.
Oh, that's good. Because, you know, EP is not a value stick. I mean,
and then a Toro, 6x52, $10. A Gordo, 6x60, $10.75. Like, how fucking, like...
That's good, man. It's like,
I think they're listening to the show.
Yes. Yeah, so shout out to Carrillo because, you know, this is a consistent message from the show. It's like, dude, we love smoking, but stop with the fucking $25 specials, dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, this is a special... Like, that's clearly a special stick, and you're telling me we can afford... Like, it's affordable?
Yeah, and it's...
I mean, any cigar is affordable, but just...
Part of the core line now?
I guess.
It's
I don't know.
It's not special. It's not limited.
It doesn't... They didn't say limited, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's a lot of fucking news. Is that it?
No, one more.
Oh, my God.
Viaje announces Gojira as new line. Bringing,
yeah. So that is the Japanese word for, like, Godzilla.
Yeah. Bringing back Skull and Bones Daisy Cutter. So, like, look at that. It's a single coffin box. And then whatever that... I'm guessing that's Gojira in Japanese.
Yeah,
and then Gojira in English.
Yeah.
So... That'll be cool shit. It's going to be a 6x54.
Decent. 54 is the upper limit for my ring gauge enjoyment.
Yeah.
That's a Toro.
Yeah, and then...
54 is a Toro.
There's going to be what's called the Skull and Bones Daisy Cutter. So it's a double debut. So there's a small one, 4x54. Petite Robusta.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That sounds good. 4x44?
4x54.
Oh, 4x54.
So it's like a short Toro.
Yeah. Short Toro?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I wish it was a small ring gauge.
Yeah.
But whatever.
So it's going to be using a sun-grown Criollo wrapper with Nick Rowan binder and filler.
Sun-grown Criollo. Oh, my God. That sounds so good.
We got to get our hands on that.
Yeah. We got to smoke that one for sure. Get with Tom. We got to get that in the shop, man. So, Viaje was on our list. When we were talking about, like, a cigar as your budget.
Yeah.
Viaje is one of those, like... Sub $10 for the most part. You know, they have more expensive ones.
Yeah.
Definitely sub 12. But I talked to so many people that have never heard of Viaje.
Really?
So, yeah. So here's the thing with Viaje. As far as I can tell, every single fucking cigar they produce is limited. Like, they make it, you know, so many boxes of whatever, and that's it. And then they move on to the next one. So I've got a friend that tries to collect Viaje, and he is fucking scrambling because he just can't find some of the stuff he's trying to collect. Because apparently they, you know, instead of having a core line, you know, like your main, you know,
yeah, it's just,
Perdomo is the greatest example. Perdomo Habano. It comes in Connecticut, sun-grown, and Maduro, and it comes out year after year.
Right? Route 23.
Yeah, that's called a core line.
Yeah.
With Viaje, like, everything is just, we make what we make, and then it's gone.
Even like their 20th, 10th anniversary.
Yes, yeah, they're still making the anniversary series. Yeah.
All right, and last but not least, this is actually kind of cool, I guess. But for the Canadiens, you guys are now going to be getting West Tampa Tobacco
cigars.
Sweet. Yeah, they're getting an agreement to sell it there, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, West Tampa Tobacco, so later on, you know, we need to start talking about it. We have awards every year, and this year we're taking it a little more seriously, and we're going to do some probably smoke-offs and stuff. But West Tampa Tobacco has really made a name for themselves this year. course, yeah. The red labels.
The red labels are popular.
Yeah, that's the popular one.
And super affordable too.
Super affordable, and I like that they're bringing the American, you know, South Florida scene back.
Mm-hmm. What was that other cigar that you guys smoked from Florida? The Vice Drew Estate, right?
The only Drew Estate product I can think of from Florida is the 20-acre farm. 20-acre.
I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
But they also, didn't they make one like the Vice, the Miami Vice, or something like that?
Oh yeah, the Herrera Esteli. It's like Miami. A Lancero,
right? The Miami.
Yeah, it is in N2-bar construction, which is rare. That was a great cigar. So
yeah, you and Nick smoke that one.
Yeah, if I was fucking prepared, I would be able to say, "Hey, go listen to episode whatever." On that one, but you can just go to wherever you're listening to the podcast and
you'll find it.
Yeah. No, that's a great cigar.
Yeah, so...
But I don't think it's made in Miami. I'll tell you what,
I'll take some of that bourbon, by the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I actually like the Wyatt Earp whiskey better.
Okay.
So this bourbon is fantastic. It's a little hot.
I'll take a finger of that. Yep, that works.
Good. It's a little hot because it's cask strength, and it's 7-year age, so it's really good, and it's got the awards. Now, the Wyatt Earp doesn't have the awards, right? This one does. And I'm not going to lie, it's a great bourbon. It's got that spicy component that reminds me of Basil Hayden's. But this Wyatt Earp whiskey is actually really good. It's bizarre because it kind of drinks like a Highlands scotch. It doesn't have any of the iodine that I associate with scotch. And it's American whiskey, not scotch whiskey.
It's not very caramely either.
Well, here's my take. I think the Doc Holliday you got cut. I just do. You want me to grab you some?
No, I'm good now.
You're good? It's okay. It's just, you know, like, it depends on, like, everybody's different, but anything above 100 proof, it's just, for me, it's tough to really enjoy because it just gets, like, it just dulls the palate so quickly, right? But this wider whiskey is, it's, like, sweet, and it's got, like, this, I don't know, burnt caramel flavor in it. It's, I mean...
Yeah, it's definitely sweeter than the bourbon. Bourbon's spicy as shit.
It's bizarre. Like, because bourbon is usually sweeter than whiskey. I don't know. So, this is like, to me, the wider is so close to being a flavored whiskey.
Yeah.
Like, because most of the American whiskeys that I've had, it's like, oh, this is, you know, like, you can tell this is related to scotch. And this one, you kind of can... but like that burnt caramel flavor, I'm assuming it came from how they aged it in the cask, but it's so strong that, you know, this is a stone's throw away from like, did you fuck with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? The only thing I'll say is though, I could drink the Doc Holliday for years and years and not get tired of it.
Yeah.
I feel like the Wyatt Earp is like, it's new and novel, but then once I'm experienced with it, I don't really like sweet flavors and stuff.
Yeah, the whiskey's definitely better. I would agree.
I kind of like it better, man. But I'll tell you what, sitting these on the shelf together, that's just badass.
Yeah.
Like, if you got a man cave, you got to look this up.
Yeah, plus Tombstone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, how can you be a dude and not like Tombstone?
Sorry, Kevin Costner.
Oh, wasn't he in the competing film?
He was Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, in Wyatt Earp.
In Wyatt Earp.
Yeah. Okay, so, but here's the story behind that.
Yeah, go ahead. It's actually a cool story.
This is so Hollywood. Like, so they had this script for Wyatt Earp, and the one studio was like, nah, we'll pass. And the other studio was like, we're going to make it. And they got Kevin Costner. Look, Kevin Costner's kind of a badass. You know, I know he gets shit on for Dances with Wolves or whatever.
Really?
But like, you know, Yellowstone,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that he was badass in that. Like, he can fucking act, and he can do the Western thing.
Yeah.
I
know it's not his politics either, but he played that role really well.
He did. Yeah, I mean, it's so weird, because he is...
Nothing like that character like in real life.
He is, like, fucking... Hollywood at the core. But, but the studio that passed, in the background, they're like, this is a fucking amazing script. We can't afford to come up with your own. So they came up with this competing script.
Yep.
And it turned into Tombstone. And now, Tombstone is like, everyone knows that movie.
Yeah, because I think... We're getting nerdy here. Because I think Universal owns Wyatt Earp, right?
Yeah.
And then Warner Brothers owns Tombstone. Yes.
So Warner Brothers was like, you know, we've got to fucking compete with this. And so And so that's what they did. And they got, you know, like Sam Elliott, nobody knew who he was, but he fucking nailed Virgil Earp. And, you know, Val Kilmer, that was his best fucking role ever. You know, like, I mean, I can't even name a Val Kilmer film other than
Top Gun.
Yeah.
No, not Batman.
Batman. I mean, who did he play in Batman? The Riddler?
No, he was Batman.
Oh, he was Batman.
Yeah.
Dude, those movies sucked ass. Like, the first one was good. The second one
the
was
first
like,
two were good because they were Tim Burton. Yeah. The second one was Tim Burton.
The second one was like, okay. Was that Danny DeVito who played the Penguin?
Yeah, Danny DeVito. Which
was
okay.
It was pretty good.
I mean, it was closer to the comic book.
But it had that Tim Burton flair, like, when they had, like, the neon stuff and the dirt bikes.
I liked it, though.
Yeah. Okay, fine. And then, you know, the fucking... the Val Kilmer one, and then George Clooney. I'm like, fucking loot. I mean, you got nipples on the bat suit? What the fuck,
weird.
Dude?
That was weird.
It was just bizarre, you know?
Yeah. Nipple Batman.
Was that one with who played the Riddler, you know?
Jim Carrey. He played perfect. I thought that was great. He was a great Riddler.
I don't know. I mean, I like the Riddler in the new... The one with... Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
That was actually a pretty fucking good Batman. Yeah.
By the way, real quick, I think Saturday or Sunday was National Batman Day.
Oh, yeah, it was. My feeds were fucking full of, like, Batman shit.
Shout out to my friend, who was an actual friend, Ken Hunt, one of the artists that drew Batman for the comics.
Yeah. Yep. Mad respect. So, I forget the guy. He had a Japanese name. I forget his name, but he inked a lot of the Batman Cataclysm series.
Okay.
And that's the one where Gotham City is, like, destroyed by a earthquake.
Okay.
So this is, like, early 2000s, but his artwork is fucking amazing. So, like, here's what you need to do. If you're listening to the show and you kind of like comics or whatever, go to Google and type in Batman Cataclysm image search, and then go to options... black and white, under color. And then you can just see the inked pages without the color on. This guy can fucking draw, man. I mean, I forget his name. But it was something in Japanese.
Should have his name.
And we're doing it right now. Live on the show. Yeah. Okay, are you searching for it? Yeah, new Batman Cataclysm. Okay, now go up to options up there. Are you in Google?
Yeah,
so, like, click on that first one. And then, so that's Dave Taylor? Is he the
English? Yeah, right there. It says right there. Yeah.
That is not what I'm looking for. It's a different style. Okay, I'm going to search for this.
Oh, got the, no, I'm just saying, got the nerd out of Johnny Midas.
Yeah, so I'm a little bit of an artist myself, and I did a couple of comic books, you know, like back when I was in college. So let's see,
Jim Aparo?
I don't think so. I think it was Jiro Kuwata.
We're like so far off of
cigars. I think it was. So if you're in mobile, if you just click the little refine search button on the left, you can kind of...
Anyways, I mean, this is kind of cigar adjacent. This is some of the conversation you have with cigars.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go to search tools, color, black and white. Okay, and then... All right, so back to cigars. This is a cigar podcast after all. He's spilling his whiskey everywhere. So we are wrapping up. We are smoking the CAO Arcana. And what's really cool about this cigar is that it has three different African fillers from three different countries.
Yep.
And
specifically,
it has,
the Africans were grown near Victoria Falls.
Yes, which, by the way, if you haven't seen Victoria Falls...
Not in person, but the pictures don't even look real.
Yeah, like that...
You literally have a chasm, and then a whole wall is just waterfalls.
And of course, you know, Victoria Falls is famous, but... and then it has got a... what's the binder?
San Andres.
Yeah, Mexican San Andres binder. And then it's got the Honduran Olancha
San
Olancha
San Augustine.
San Augustine. And what always threw me off about that is like St. Augustine grass is like a famous golf grass.
Okay.
Like golf course grass in Florida. So I was associated with that. But so we're about to wrap up. And you know, I think it's time to rank the cigar. So before we do you have any further flavor notes?
Yeah, it just turned very barnyardy.
Yeah, there's a lot in the final third, there's a lot more barnyard. I agree.
Like outside the barnyard and inside the barn itself. Like I don't know if people would understand that, especially if you weren't in a barn.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So like picture hay and other vegetation inside the barn and then plus the wood.
Yeah, I guess that's more of a for people that grew up in the country. I think it's hard to like if you've never been to the country when you say barnyard, like you know, but it's
sorry, that's where all these components and memories come from.
Yeah. So my final flavor notes, the smoked wood component is pretty strong. The barnyard definitely picked up. There's a little more spicy, and then I will say that, you know, the smoke is dry, like we said, and, you know, as I've smoked it down, there's a little bit of harshness coming into the back of the throat.
Yeah.
From it. I'm not a huge fan of that experience. It's not terrible, but it's there. So you got to be careful with the smoke consumption on this one.
Yeah. By the way, the secondhand smoke is not a terrible smoke. At least I don't feel stinky.
No, it's not stinky. I will say that this is a mouth smoker through and through.
Like, yes.
The whole way, like.
This is weird. Highly recommend it. Smoke it through your mouth only.
Yeah, the problem with the retrohale is it just overpowers all of the nuance, which is usually the other way around. It like brings stuff out. So cool and different. All right, so let's start with the presentation. I think the band is too big, but it's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
I love the retailer box presentation.
Yep.
I don't know. I've kind of got like a 7.
I was going to say an 8.
8?
Yeah. 7, 8.
Yeah, I'll give you an 8 on that one. The black gold is fucking awesome.
Yeah, the zebra pattern.
Yeah. And then, all right, so with construction, we usually start out with a 10 and then take points off. Burned great. The wrapper, perfect and beautiful, by the way. The only thing I'd say with construction is it does feel like it's rolled too loose. And it smokes way faster than you'd think. About an hour smoke, hour 10, something like that. And then if you're like me and you like a decent back pressure when you're doing your draw, you're not going to get that. So I kind of came up with an 8 for construction.
Okay.
8. Okay. All right, now at $14.19, not the most affordable cigar for a Toro. I kind of came up with a 6, like, better than average. You're getting something super unique with it.
I was thinking 7-8 because these combination you don't really get, though. I can see why it's kind of $14, though.
Okay. Yeah, because it's from Africa.
I mean, you got weird combinations, you know.
Let's do 7, then.
Okay.
That splits 6 and 8.
Okay.
Do 7. Okay. Man, I'm in that bait. Like, if you're selling a Toro, man, I want to see it at $13 or below. And they're close. But I get your point, which is, like, importing that tobacco, you know, that's not cheap.
And you're not getting tobacco that you normally smoked anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, yeah.
You're getting real Cameroon?
Yeah, so, moving on to, and also the other two, like, you've never smoked.
Zimbabwe and...
Yeah, like most people have never smoked that. Mm-hmm. So
okay. I never have.
All right. Moving on to flavor. So we said that if you mouth smoke it, there's a really delicious sweet and sour in the back of the top of your palate, the soft palate. The main carrier note for me is like a smoky wood flavor.
Mm-hmm.
There's a touch of like coffee bean and cocoa, cocoa powder.
Just a touch. I didn't get the herbal like they described.
No, not really. There's not really any bitter in it at all. Mm-hmm. They did a great job aging this tobacco. I could tell by the ash, but also the lack of lack of bitter. And then also, when you're burning off like chlorophyll and stuff, you get this almost citrusy pepper flavor.
Yeah.
That's gone. So the tobacco's pretty well aged. Actually, I had an 8 for flavor.
I agree.
I think it's a really good flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So then we come to experience, and this one's a little odd because for me, like, the price point puts it out of range for casual smoking.
Okay.
So not a dog walker, fishing, anything mm-hmm. like that. It's a little too expensive for that. And then it's not appropriate probably as, you know, you're not going to use it as a celebration cigar unless you're celebrating shooting that lion on your, you know, safari. Yeah, or something elephant. Like that. Yeah.
Don't do that.
And we just got canceled in 3-2. But, you know, like someone gets married, you're not saying, oh, here, have the CAO Arcana Thunder.
No, I think this is like a personal, like, cigar.
It's personal. It's lounge. You can definitely gift it if it's to a cigar smoker where you're like, hey, try this.
This is different.
And then I also think it's a repeat smoker. Like, you know, for me, I want to get another one.
Yeah, I'd smoke it again.
Experience it again. So I kind of have a 7, you know, for experience.
I had like an 8.
8?
Yeah.
All right. So we'll give it an 8. And that brings the total score for the CAO Arcana Series Thunder Smoke to 39. So pretty good score.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Basically, you know, with our rating method, if you're above 40, you're in probably the top 2 or 3%
yep.
of cigars. If you're above 45, you're in the top 2% for sure. So I think that's a pretty good score
mm-hmm.
for this cigar. Now, if I had to guess at the start of the show when I just started smoking it, I probably would have said high 30s.
Yep.
So it performed maybe even a little bit better than I thought.
I was definitely surprised because, I mean, I was like, okay, I'm coming in this totally, never smoked this, and just the combination of tobacco is like, okay, let's go. Let's try this out.
Well, the other thing is, for me with CAO, it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
The Amazon Basin was awesome this year.
Mm-hmm.
Some years it hasn't been. The Brasilia is amazing. The Americana is like, meh. The Italia is like, eh.
I like the BX3. The BX3.
Yeah, the BX3 is not bad.
The Zocalo is one of my favorites.
So, I didn't know if we were going to hit or miss, but yeah, I think it's a hit, man.
Yeah, CAO is really good at going around the world and like, here, let's put some shit together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're into this whole, like tour the world thing, which is cool. Nobody else is doing that.
No.
You know?
So, I think that's, like, CAO's thing.
Yeah, it's good branding. I like it. And, of course, we sampled the Doc Holliday 70-year bourbon. They also have a, I think it's like a 20-year bourbon. It's, like, a lot more. So
I bet.
So I got this one. And the White Herb Whiskey, which is surprising.
So you need 2 more?
Surprisingly good, yeah. I do.
No, the other 2. I forget their names.
What, Virgil Earp and Johnny Ringo?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's next. I think that's it, man.
That's it.
Treasure Trebuchet?
I'm going to treasure mine. This is great.
All right, so we got our treasure box, where we keep all the cigars we love, and you're treasuring yours, and I got a trebuchet, man.
Okay.
I'm going to trebuchet. And here we go. We got our official Burnline Podcast trebuchet.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Lord.
Oh, let me ash it first so it doesn't get everywhere. All right, let's see if I can hit the camera in 3, 2, 1.
Oh!
Ah, I missed.
Lolo. But you hit the stand.
And that's all we got on Burnline Podcast this week. Thanks for joining us. We will see you again next week. And this is on the shelf now at Davidoff Cigars in Westminster for the low price of
$11,000.